Welcome to the Parshas Tetzaveh. This is Rabbi Hackner from London, England. So many years ago, there was a three-way discussion in the yeshivas of what is the most important pasuk in the entire Torah. If you take the thousands of psukim and you look at them, they had a discussion what was the most important pasuk. And there were three opinions. Opinion number one was the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Everyone knows this pasuk. We say it at least twice a day, once in the morning and once in the night. The second opinion was the pasuk of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamecha, the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, to love your friend as yourself. This was the second opinion. And the third opinion of the most important pasuk in the whole Torah was the pasuk of a pasuk in this week's Pasha, which says, Es hakeves echad ta'ase b'boker, you should bring a lamb, one lamb in the morning, ve'es hakeves hasheni ta'ase ben ha'boyim, and you should bring a second lamb in the evening. The mitzvah of bringing a carbon in the morning and the evening. They debated these three pasukim backwards and forwards, and they came to the conclusion that the most important pasuk in the whole Torah is none other than this pasuk in our Parsha. Es hakeves echad ta'ase b'boker, ve'es hakeves hasheni ta'ase ben ha'boyim. And the obvious question is why? If you tell me the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, I understand. This is a pasuk that every Yid, even a Yid who may not keep Torah and mitzvahs, they know this pasuk. The mitzvah of Achdus Hashem, to know that Hashem is one, everyone knows this pasuk. You told me the pasuk of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamecha, the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, that also makes sense. We know that the Neshama can wait 70 or 80 years to come into this world to do a simple favor for another Yid. I can understand why this pasuk would be such an amazing pasuk. The question is, why the pasuk of Es hakeves echad ta'ase b'boker? Why is this such an amazing pasuk? And not only an amazing pasuk, it's the most important pasuk in the whole Torah. We obviously know that every pasuk in the Torah is important, but this should be the most important, about a carbon in the morning and a carbon in the evening. So the answer is, in one word, continuity. That means to do things all the time. When we wake up in the morning and everything's going well, if we know we're going on a trip one day or we're going to get a prize, we're excited. Then it's easy to daven. Then it's easy to learn. Then it's easy to do the mitzvahs. What happens when things don't go so well? What happens? You go through a day and maybe you get in trouble with something, or you have an argument with one of your friends, or you're upset about something. Then it's very difficult to daven properly. Then it's very difficult to learn Torah properly. Then it's very difficult sometimes to do the right thing when things don't work out so well. The whole Yiddishkeit is about doing things all the time. In the morning and in the evening, it doesn't make a difference. Sometimes we get upset about something. We don't know the reason why Hashem does things. But still then, we still have to bring the carbon. Both in the morning when things are light and it's nice, and that's hakeves hasheni ta'aseh ben haboyim, even in the evening when things are not going so well, when you've gone for a hard day and it's dark outside, still then you have to do the right thing. And that's why this pasuk is the most important pasuk in the entire Torah. And therefore, I want you to think about this. The next time something happens that maybe you're not so happy with, how are you going to be able to overcome this and be able to still rise to the challenge if chas v'shalom something is not going so well, to be able to overcome and do the right thing? Thank you and have a good Shabbos.